This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to this, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Hello and welcome back. I don't know why my voice is different. You guys, I am so excited for today's Perez Chats because I can pick them. Let me tell you, Jasmine Chiswell is a TikTok superstar and also very popular across all social media. I love her. And I first met her back in early March of 2020 before she was this superstar, but I knew that she was special and boy was I right. And she is so special and she just radiates light and warmth in our chat. I know you will find her and this to be delightful. So please enjoy. Before we even get into anything, I want to take a step back. Mm-hmm. Two and a half years back, actually. Mm-hmm. Very early March of 2020, You and I met up.
Yep, we did.
That was like another lifetime ago because it was just before lockdowns and the pandemic craziness. Do you remember how many followers you had on TikTok back in March of 2020?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I think it was around 200,000. Yeah. I remember like telling you, I was like, I think I'm close to 200,000 followers. And I was just like, this is insane.
Okay. So now it's 2.5 years later. Yep. How many followers on TikTok do you have today?
I'm at 16 million, nearly 16.1, which is insane.
Wow. You know, not to toot my own horn, but I've always had a really good ability at spotting talent. And I knew back then that there was something very special about you. What have the last 2.5 years been like?
Oh my goodness. It has been just insane. Like, I didn't even expect to be doing this every single day, like doing social media. I was just doing it for fun. And it's just been, I don't know, it's been insane. I still can't believe it was 2.5 years ago that we met. It felt like not that long ago. But it's been insane. It's been an amazing journey and it's been a lot of fun. And I also had a baby during that time as well.
I know you've been very busy. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but before 2020, what were you doing for work?
Sure. So before like 2020, I was doing, oh my goodness, I was like working with Maverick and my husband and just kind of just posting my outfits of the day on Instagram and things like that. I didn't really take it like too seriously. I was just like having fun. And at the time, I couldn't work just because like I was in the middle of like my green card and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I came to America to do my master's in film production. So at the time, I couldn't really do anything. So I was just like, I'm just going to do like Instagram and social media and have just some fun with it. So that's kind of what I was doing.
I guess I just was falsely mistaken. I thought you were doing work as like a Marilyn Monroe impersonator before. Is that true, or you never did that?
I've never done it. No, I was just dressing vintage, and I had like blonde hair my whole life. And then for 1 year I dyed it darker, and then I was going back to blonde and then cut it short and just was dressing vintage every day. And people were coming up to me and saying, "Oh my goodness, you look so much like Marilyn." And I was like, "Oh my goodness, that's like a huge compliment. Like, thank you." But, and it just wasn't intentional. And yeah, it kind of like went to how it is today.
So your life and career have kind of taken a detour. Is something in the film world, like directing or behind the scenes or in front of it, is that something you still want to pursue in the future?
Definitely. I would absolutely love to get behind the camera and in front of the camera again. I think that would be kind of fun, but I love like just directing and writing and stuff like that. I love being on set. It's just so much fun. And I would definitely love to get back into it. And I feel like I do it as well, like every day, like even just creating social media, like little videos and things like that. I still feel like I'm getting to do that every day, which I'm like enjoying it. I'm like so thankful for this. And yeah, I would definitely love to. I'd love to make a horror movie.
Ooh, I did a horror movie this year. It was super fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We should be in one together. We're going to manifest. Actually, that's, if a producer is listening, that's not a bad idea. Put a bunch of famous influencers in a horror film and, you know, low budget, limited release, and on Netflix or something like that. It could be a smart business model, I think.
I think so too. We should do this.
There's so much I want to talk about, but I like being organic and responding to things you say. You mentioned a moment ago about how back, you know, in 2019 and around 2020 and up until recently, you were wearing a lot of vintage clothes, but I've noticed that, you know, you made a very sweet and emotional video saying you wanted to evolve from that. Why? And tell me about that. Yeah.
Sure. So I think before I was pregnant, I was obviously dressing vintage, like consistently, like absolutely every single day, like doing the same hairstyle, same makeup style and things like that. And I think I got to the point where I was just like, I kind of feel like, I don't know if this just happens, but I'm like, I'm getting close to 30. I'm like, I don't want to feel like I'm just dressing the same way absolutely every single day of my life. I don't know if it just like hit me, like after I had my baby, I was like, okay, I want to like try like other like vintage styles and try and mix and match things and bring a little bit more modern into my fashion sphere and things like that. And yeah, it was just kind of like, I know this is like really random as well, but I think a lot of people saw me as like a Marilyn Monroe impersonator and a lookalike, and that was actually never really my intention. And I think it felt like people didn't really get to know me as much. They just kept seeing me as Marilyn Monroe or a wannabe, and I was like, I'm actually not, I'm just Jasmine, I'm just trying to like just show you guys that this is me and just dress vintage every day. And I just felt like I just wanted to just play around with fashion and start having some fun with it, because I absolutely love fashion and makeup, and that's, I want to do more with it.
But I love that you made that video, because it showed me, or it reminded me, one of the many reasons you've become so successful. One, you're very special. And two, you also have this very special connection with your supporters and the people that watch you, and a transparency and an honesty. And, you know, even if people thought, oh, she's doing the Marilyn Monroe thing, I feel like that you still got to know who you are. And actually, because I love to share suggestions, I wouldn't even call it advice.
This is
a fun suggestion that literally just popped into my mind as we were talking. Well, because I love your I love following you. And I love seeing how your content has evolved over the last 2 years, and getting to see more of your husband and seeing more of a woman almost 30 and a playfulness that maybe wasn't quite there at the beginning. Adult playfulness. But my idea was, I think it could be really fun to see you. And I think you might have done something like this, but maybe do it for like a month at a time. Like, The first thing that popped into my mind is I would love to see Jasmine do like a month of 70s fashion.
That would be awesome.
But then I was like, you know what? Take it up a notch and do the decades. You could do a month of 60s fashion, a month of 70s fashion, a month of 80s fashion, a month of 90s fashion, a month of, you could do that for all of 2023. Like every month you could do a different style and the makeup differently and the hair differently and the clothes. So just an idea. Maybe you're already working on that. Who knows?
No, that is awesome. Thank you. No, do you know, Maverick and I were talking about that. We're like, you should try like different like vintage styles. And like, I've always loved different like fashions from different eras. So I'm like, I would love to do that. That'd be
But 70s first came into mind because I'm like, you could nail seven. I mean, you could probably nail any decade, but that would be so fun. So, you know, like you said, you've got 16 million followers on TikTok. Yeah. And very smartly and amazingly, you've really been able to move your followers to follow you everywhere and get followers everywhere. You have a lot of followers on Instagram as well, even though Instagram is dying. And you've got a lot of followers on YouTube as well. Mm-hmm. Why, or is there anything you think you did that got that result, that was able to get you a following across platforms? Because some TikTokers are only big on TikTok and nowhere else.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, I think it was kind of like one of those things. I was like, okay, how do I take my audience from TikTok and move it elsewhere? Because I know it can be hard to promote other channels like on your TikTok. And I think for me, I was just like, I'm just going to like keep posting things that I had on my TikTok, put them on my YouTube channel or my Instagram so people can be like, oh, that's Jasmine from TikTok. And also try and do things a little bit different or like do longer format on YouTube. I still need to do more of that on YouTube. I'm getting into it now, but just so people can get to know me differently. So it's like on TikTok, it's one thing and then other things on other platforms. And that's kind of like how I was doing it. And also I remember when like TikTok was getting banned, I was like on my live being like, please follow me on my other platform. I remember that. And I was just like, because that did, I people like did come across then as well. But yeah, I just try and like post whatever I have on TikTok and then do like other organic things. And I think that's kind of been what's been working out. And I think when I was pregnant, I was trying to like post different things as well, like everywhere. And I think people just were coming over just to see what different things I was posting everywhere.
Smart and a hard worker. When was the first moment that you, do you remember when you had somebody come up to you and be like, I love you on TikTok or wherever? Do you remember that, when that was?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. That was probably not too long after I met you, actually. And it was like, it was insane. Cause for me, I was just like post on TikTok. I was just having fun. And for someone to recognize me, I was like, okay, this is like insane. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like we were just chatting, like we were friends. But I think afterwards I was like, I don't know, it just made me so emotional because I love to be able to make content that make people happy, and for them to come up and talk to me as if they know me, I'm just like, that means a lot to me, because I'm just like, I want to be able to help everyone and make people's day and be happy and stuff like that. So yeah, it was like a surreal moment.
Now, obviously, people could probably tell by your accent that you are from overseas. Where are you from again? Can you remind everybody?
Yeah, I'm from Scotland originally. And then I've been living here in LA for, oh my goodness, it's been nearly 7 years. I cannot believe that.
7 years. Wow. So yep. This, I think, okay. Yeah, yeah. Queen Elizabeth was Queen of Scotland as well, right?
Yep, she was. Yep.
did your family have any sort, was that very sad? Or what were your feelings about that? I mean, she lived to be 96 years old. God bless.
Insane. I know. Well, my family, like my dad's English. So like he loves like watching like everything like in the news or whatever. So he told me, I was like, because I've had like obviously midnight, I try and keep up with the like the latest things, but sometimes I struggle because I'm like, I don't really sleep very much. You know how it is with like your kids. And I think I like was looking down my phone and I saw that she was ill, and then I refreshed and it said that she passed away, and I was like, oh my goodness, it must have been just all of a sudden. And it was sad. I was like, oh, that's a shame, and for like her family and for the loss.
And I think over the summer, you went and visited back home in Scotland.
I did.
Have you thought of, you know, because now you're, you know, one of the great things about what you do is you could do it from anywhere. Have you thought about maybe spending more time back home in Scotland?
Yeah, you know, when I went back, it was, I hadn't been back in, oh my goodness, like it was over 2 years. So for me, I was like, okay, like everything, well, not much has changed, but like it felt like everything was like new and things like that. And it just was nice to be home because my family home is like in literally in the middle of nowhere. And it's so different from LA. So it was like, I was like, wait, there's no traffic noise. There's no, it's just so peaceful. And part of me, I was like, I would love to come back and like even just to spend it. Like even if it's a few weeks there and take midnight because he wasn't able to come with me and for him to meet my family and things like that, I think that would be amazing. And it was just nice just to hang out with my family and my brothers because I haven't seen them in a while. And yeah, it was good. I got all the family gossip and everything caught up with everybody. And it was nice. Yeah. So I think maybe, but I don't know. I love it here. I love like the weather. It's really sunny. It is so cold. And I was like, I didn't even bring a jacket.
Wait, it was cold during the summer?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, in Scotland, you would be lucky to get maybe 2 weeks of like consistent sun. Other than that, wow. It's like windy, rainy, snowing. It's like all the seasons in one day.
What does your dad and mom do in the middle of nowhere? Like, what did they do professionally?
Yeah, no, my dad, he has a coffee company. He does like online. So he does that. So that's like his thing. Like he's tried to get me into coffee because I don't like coffee, which is funny. He's just like, how are you like, we've literally been brought up with it. I was like, I don't know. But that's what he does professionally. And it's like really cool. I love like him.
And he could do it. He could do it from there. I love that.
He works from home. So it's like, it's really good. And yeah, it's like a family company. So my brothers are all there. So it's nice.
Oh, I love that as well. I have a family company too. My sister works with me and my mother is my professional mom. I pay her to do mom-like things, like pick up my mail and run errands for me and all of that. So your TikTok, you know, as we've established, blew up over the last 2.5 years. As somebody who's been doing it for a while, how would you say TikTok has changed over the last 2.5 years?
Yeah, I know for me, like when I first came on, I saw like a lot of like trends. So like when there'd be a trend, everybody would be like, okay, let's everybody jump on it kind of thing. And there's a lot of like dancing and things like that. And I'm just like, not the best dancer. I've tried. and I would say I've seen a big change now. I feel like there's a lot more talking going on. And like, I don't know. I just feel like there's more kind of like maybe personal videos coming out more. I don't know if you've seen the same. But like,
well, the thing I've noticed the biggest change is a lot of people going live now because you can make money going live and people doing battles and all sorts of stuff that's really new on TikTok. Let's talk about your husband. You've been with him for a while now. Am I wrong when I think you told me, did you meet him on a dating site?
We did.
I love that. Which one was it?
It was Bumble. And you know Bumble. What? Like I said to myself, I was like, I'm not going to go on a dating app. I was like, it's not going to happen. Because I just didn't think that you could meet anybody on a dating app. I was like, it feels like, I don't know. I didn't really understand how it would work. And it was actually the lady I was staying with at the time. She was just like, let's just do it. Let's have some fun. And she got like literally the biggest pizza ever and some wine. And yeah, and then we were on Tinder and I was like, okay, Tinder's like kind of scary. So I was like,
is Tinder's what straight people use more like to hook up? Is that it?
I think so, because like some of the messages I was getting were kind of like, they were like really like right there. And I was like, okay, like I'm deleting this. Like I was like, this is scary. And then went on to, someone told me about Bumble and I was like, okay, like I had like some of the worst dates, like the scariest dates like Tinder and stuff like that. So I was like, we'll try Bumble. And I was just like, you know what? I'll try one date. And that was actually Maverick. And I was like, and that was
wow. It. But before that, you did a bunch of not so great dates. It's like work. It's a job.
Yeah. I remember like I actually got an Uber to to a place, and the actual Uber driver, because I told him it was a Tinder date, he was like, do you want me to wait here just in case? And I was like, does this happen a lot? I was like, this is crazy. And he was like, yeah, I've had like a few people go on dates and the person doesn't turn up, or it's like a different person. They were just like, I'm here if you need anything. And I was like, I'll be fine. We're good.
What was the worst date experience you had?
Oh my goodness. There was a few. But like, there was one where like, I will say, so he was like, okay, like, and he was actually an actor. I'm not going to like,
okay,
say it because like, I don't know, but like,
it was a famous actor?
Maybe back in like the 2000s.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I remember, so he was like, just meet me at the lobby of my apartment and we'll go like a walk or we'll grab like a coffee or whatever. And I was like, sure, no problem.
That's so I weird. Got there. He just wanted to hook up with you.
It was weird. And like, I was sitting there and like, he called my full name. He was like, Jasmine Chiswell, but he didn't look at me. He just kept walking past me and like left the apartment building. And I was like, okay, is that my cue to like come with? Like, I didn't really know what was going on. And I went with him and it was just like the weirdest day ever. It was just, we just went a walk and he was in his pajamas and slippers and it was really bizarre.
He just wanted a hookup. And also actors, a lot of them are really weird.
I was just like, okay. And then I was just like, I'm just going to go home now. And yeah, I never saw him again. And
when you met your husband, Maverick, mm-hmm. what was it about him that you knew? I'm like, wow, he's different. Like, I think I really like him.
Yeah. You know what? We actually spoke on the phone first. And I think that was
old school.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I kind of like this. And we were just kind of like, the conversation was just flowing. And I was like, I feel like that's a good thing. And he didn't ask me about like, anything about like your accent or anything like that. He just understood me straight away and we just had a jokes and laughs and then we met up and it was just, I didn't want the date to end, so it was.
Aww. What did you do on your first date, do you remember?
Yeah, we went to the beach and I know like,
oh, him, I love that.
Yeah.
That's a commitment because like, if you go to the beach, like that's not a quick date, you know. Oh, it's not exactly. Getting coffee. Yeah.
And you know what, like, I was like to him, I was like, I'm sure like you go to the beach a lot because you're from here. He's like, no, I don't really go to the beach a lot. And I was just like, this is great because the beaches in Scotland, you can't really go to them because it's literally like freezing. You'd have to have like socks, big jackets on to even get close. So like for me, this was like so amazing. And then we went and got some food. And I was like nervous because like he kept talking and he wasn't eating, but I was so hungry and I was like, I have to eat. Do you mind? And I like finished everything. And at that point I was like, okay, he's like, that's it. We have to make this work. And
oh, I love it. And you've been together, you said now six, how many years?
Oh my goodness. We've been together 6 years and married nearly five. So it's.
Wow. And now this, when was your son born? Last year or this year?
This year, January 16th.
January 16th. So he's, you know, in a couple months, he'll be a year old. And you named him Midnight. First of all, is there a nickname? Do you have a nickname for him?
Honestly, not yet. I know like a lot of people on TikTok are just like, oh, he's going to be called Mid or whatever. And I'm just like, but I guess maybe when he's in school, like Mid probably won't even be like a term that people use anymore. Like, I don't know. But we just call him Midnight.
And whose idea was that, yours or Maverick's?
There's like a story behind it. I don't know if Maverick will be okay with me telling this. Oh, he'll be fine. But so we were like thinking of an M name because Maverick's name is like Maverick Michael McNeely, all M's. And we're just like, okay, we feel like we need to go with an M name and he's going to have Maverick as his middle name. So we felt like it has to like flow. And we tried so many different names. We're just like, no, I'm not feeling it. And one night Maverick was actually on the toilet. And he was just like going through like random like words. And he was like, what about Midnight? And I was like, okay, I really like this. Like, I think it's really cool. And he felt the same way. And we both sat with it. And it was really close to the end of my pregnancy because we were really struggling. Like one that we were sticking with was Copper at the beginning. And then we're just like, we're not feeling it. And then we went with Midnight. And that was it. And we were waiting until he was born to be like, is he a Midnight? Is that what we're going to go with? And yeah. We're just like, yeah.
I love, you know what? I don't even think you need a nickname for a baby.
No.
Like one of my Well, my son is really the only child that has a nickname. My daughters, neither of them have nicknames. And my youngest has a name that is a bit of a mouthful, but I love it because it has meaning for me. Yeah. My youngest, her name is Maite. And that's basically like my parents' names put together. Mario y Teresita. Maite. So now that you're a mom, what has surprised you the most about Midnight and having a child?
Yeah, I think like before like I gave birth, I was so like excited, but also nervous because I didn't really know what to expect. And I was like, okay, like I just can't wait to have my baby. But like, I've never like taken care of a child before. So I was like, this is all going to be new, but exciting. And I think just like seeing him and watching him learn things and seeing things for the first time, I kept crying. And when you know how it is. It's like when they do something, you're just like, oh my goodness, it's just like the sweetest thing. And when he laughed for the first time, Maverick and I both cried and we felt back. So we're like, is he going to think that when he laughs, that we're going to cry or something? But yeah, I think just everything, just embracing motherhood. And afterwards I was like, okay, like I knew how like tired I was from like before, but being tired as a parent is just like a whole other game. It's like you're living off of like an hour's sleep, but it's amazing. It's like the best.
And having children also gave me anxiety. I did not have anxiety before kids. Now it's like, oh my God, how can I make more money and spend less and save more and money? Because kids are expensive. Tell me about the business of being Jasmine Chiswell. Are you doing any kind of your own products or anything like that now that people can buy or support? How could people support you if they wanted to, in addition to just watching you across social media?
Yeah, so I did launch a collaboration line with ColourPop in June, which was, it was like insane. It was so special to me. I absolutely love ColourPop since, I don't know, for years. And I actually was working on it when I was pregnant, and it was funny because around Christmas time, I was in their factory and I was like, hey, like if I give birth here, I was like, I hope you guys are ready for this. Cause I was like, kept getting contractions, like,
oh, wow.
Like pretty close to the end of December. And we were just working with it. And I just was like, so excited to spend so much time and just like making sure the products were the best that they can be. And
was that a limited edition thing, or can people still get it now?
Yeah, you can still buy it now. It's still available at colourpop.com. And yeah, it's like
everything. And all products, like lipsticks, eyeshadows, blushes, all that kind of stuff.
Right now it's just 3 lip kits, 2 glossies and 2 eyeshadow palettes. And yeah, it's literally, I put like my heart and soul into it, and I was just so excited to see it. Like I have it like set up right here, like always on my desk. And I just, it's like a dream come true to me. And I wanted to make sure everything was perfect. I was like, okay, if I have to make these products, I want to make sure that it's like something that I would absolutely love and things I would wear every single day. So yeah, I think I've went through like 5 eyeshadow palettes already.
I love that. Well, hopefully you do more with them. Mm-hmm. You know, now that you're this, I would say it's as accurate assessment to say you're an extremely popular influencer. what other things would you like to do that you haven't done yet?
Oh my goodness, so many things. And I'm working on some things at the moment, which are new, and I'm just so excited about it. And I'm sure I can like tell you about it when it gets closer to
all the right
time. Yeah,
well, but that's exciting.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm just excited to just continues to grow, like just with my following, and just take them on a journey with me throughout motherhood and just everything. And yeah, I'm excited.
What would your followers be surprised to know about you?
Oh my goodness, what would they be surprised? I think the horror movie thing. I know I did mention it with them a few times, and they were like surprised that I love horror movies and that's stuff that I would make back in the UK. I think that was something surprising. I'm also like double jointed in both of my wrists and my ankles, so I can like spin my whole hands and my feet like 360, which is like really weird. I don't really know how I like figured that out.
Wow.
It was like I was a kid and I was like, whoa, like my hand can like keep moving.
I don't think I've ever seen, maybe you have, you know, because you post a lot, you know, every day. Yeah. I don't know if I've seen you do anything with cooking. Do you cook at home?
I do. I will say, but I will be honest with you, is that since having a baby, it has been harder to cook just at home because I'm like so tired, but I do enjoy cooking. Just before I was pregnant, actually, and that's why I thought maybe I was pregnant, was because I kept cooking for everybody. And like people were saying to me, like, are you sure you're not maybe pregnant? Because like you keep cooking like big meals and inviting everybody over. And I was like, everybody have dinner. And I was like, I don't know, maybe. And then I was. So I'm like, I don't know, maybe like being pregnant.
Do you have like a signature dish, like your go-to, that's the jasmine specialty?
Yes. Oh my goodness. So when I was young, my dad taught me how to make lemon cheesecake. And that has been like, I need to make it for you because like.
Oh, I love cheesecake.
Oh, it's so good. And I make it like all the time. So that would definitely be my specialty, or something spicy, like spicy pasta.
Have you had any celebrity follow you that surprised you? Like, wow, that person followed me. Like, I can't believe it.
You, Chris.
Well, shush.
Honestly, Jessica Alba followed me recently and I was like, I loved all of her movies and I was like, that was so cool. And she seems so sweet as well. And yeah, there's just so many people. I'm just like, that's just, I don't know. I feel like I'm like fangirling over them. Cause I'm like, whoa, like they know who I am. Like that's just insane. And yeah, it's crazy. Well,
I feel so proud of all that you've done professionally and personally. Wait, there was one last thing. You were talking recently about, well, you got your period. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know everything about you. You're a sharer. I share too.
Yeah.
With your son, mm-hmm. you got pregnant easily or had you been trying for a while?
Yeah, no. So when I was actually 14, I got told that I couldn't have kids.
Oh, wow.
I had cysts on my ovaries. So they were telling me that. And I remember just at that age, it was like a disaster because I'd always wanted to be a mom because my mom wasn't really around that much. So I think for me, I've always wanted to be a mom for someone. Like, I was just like something I'd always wanted to do. And I think I was nervous about trying. And I did mention to Maverick about it. And I tried this app and it literally got my period like right down to literally the day. And I was like, okay, maybe this app's good. And I just kept trying with it. And then it happened and I was like, okay, like I feel like my period's like a daily, and I was on it. And like literally I was in the car that day and I was like, okay, I usually get car sickness, but this one seems different. And that's when I did the tests. And it was like insane because I just didn't believe it at the time. And now I've just got my period again. It's not right now, but like when I did get it last month, I just cried because I just was like, okay, like it's back. Cause I was just nervous about it. And yeah,
because it's possible for some women to not get it back after giving birth. That's what I don't know much about periods and things like that. I was confused.
I think it takes some time. I think I know because I was breastfeeding and I still am, that sometimes it can just make it irregular or maybe it doesn't come back till you fully stop. But I did go and see my doctor and she did a checkup to make sure everything was good. And she was like, you're good. So if you're ready for number two, then on you go. So,
well, the future is bright and I wish you continued success and health, most importantly for you and your husband and your baby and your family. Cause without health, we have nothing.
Exactly. And the same for you, Prez. Honestly, it was so lovely to chat with you again. Like Maverick and I were talking about that the other day. We're like, oh my goodness, like we missed chatting with you. We had so much fun.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate you. And everybody, make sure you're following Jasmine Chiswell everywhere.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
You too, Chris. Take care.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.
That's it, everybody. Oh, I just want to hug her. How amazing is Jasmine? I love her. I love you. And a reminder, my show with Booker comes out this Wednesday and every Wednesday right here at PerezPodcast.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to this, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.